Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, October the 7th, 2025. 10-7-25, really the first day of autumn weather-wise. Still about 66, 67 degrees here in Marion, but that's about all the higher we are going to get today. Maybe we'll get up to 70, and the autumn weather has certainly come in and is here to stay from what I hear in the weather report. Well, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Hopefully we've given you a rundown of what happened at last night's city council meeting. But if you were there or have something you would like to add to this coverage, feel free. The phone lines are always open, 17 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. You know, it was just, you always go in thinking that the meetings are not going to last 3 hours, because the agenda last night did not look like a 3-hour agenda. And you always think, there's going to be a time when people are not yelling at each other or calling names, or this whole thing is just very, very odd. I'm not sure how you change it. I really am not. You know, we did not used to do a whole lot of local politics on this show, because there really wasn't a need. Things going on locally were pretty basic. You would report on it. Once a month, we'd have the mayor on. If something big was going on, we would have somebody from another office on. But it was not big kerfluffles every Monday night. And last night wasn't even a full council meeting. It was just a committee meeting. So I don't know. I don't know why this keeps happening. I don't know why it has devolved and devolved and devolved to where we are now. Now, if anybody has the answer to any of that, I would be glad to hear what the answer is. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And really, that's pretty much it. I mean, the rundown is the city would like, it seems, somebody working locally to deal with building codes to expedite that process. Now, Luke Henry seemed to be driving that last night, but maybe there are other people who want that done. We'll find out as we go on down the road, I guess, but it's an interesting time to be sure. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
Oh, you certainly were loving it last night.
Well, you know, I'm shocked. I don't think the mayor loves me anymore. I don't know what to do.
No, you and the mayor certainly got into a little tussle last night.
Well, I don't think we got into, you know, first off, I can respect a guy for his limited intellectual capabilities, but he starts going off on things that has apparently built up because of the way I talked about his service director and all of those things. Well, if he felt so bad, why didn't he dial into you and rebut me? No, he does it there. But the thing was, when he started shooting his mouth off, he didn't, I'm doing this, that, or whatever. It's obvious he doesn't know how to follow some kind of a detailed statement that someone makes. The other thing is, when he starts going on, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to have it on our website. That's when I thought, yeah, right. Yeah, if you can get your website to work, and then that's what he went off. Which kind of makes me wonder, if he's that emotional, how did he handle being a cop? I pity the poor fool that Bill Collins had pulled over for whatever, you know?
Well, I want to go back and so because a lot of people listening probably have, and I think it belies the fact that I've always said that a lot of people listen to this show who will never call in, the mayor being one of them. So, because this came up last night.
Well, he should call in. Why? He's the one that wanted to be mayor. He's the one that said, hey, vote for me, et cetera, et cetera. I love it when all these people get into elected office, then they bitch about how people say, no, you're not doing it right, et cetera, you know?
Well, I just want to say, and by the way, Mayor Collins, if you're listening, feel free to call in when we have an open moment here.
Welcome. I still love you, man.
Well, okay, now, I just, for people who weren't there, though. Okay, now the sequence of events was the mayor got up and said what he wanted the economic director position to be. And then they asked for public comment. And you got up and talked about why you did not feel this would be a good idea. So then you went back and sat down, and the mayor stood up to answer what you had said. And at that point, he started talking about the website. And from your seat, you said something like, if it works, right?
Yeah, if you could get it to work.
If you could get it to work. And he said, hold on, Mr. Klein, it's my time now. I have the floor. And then you said, who cares? And then
did I say who cares or so what?
So what? So maybe so what? There was something.
Yeah.
And then that's when it really got under his collar. And that's when he started, it's when he said, you know what, I lost all respect for you when you went on the radio and said what you said about...
ex post facto.
Yeah. So that's what happened, and then he got gaveled by Thaddeus Smith. So that's happened.
I was amazed when I was up there talking. Thaddeus Smith looked like he was a deer caught in the headlights, and he wanted me to repeat when I know full and well... He heard me.
Well,
whether he was there in the moment or not, but my thought was, okay, he wants to know if I'm just shooting my mouth off or if I know what I'm talking about. But I do believe I pretty much was like a pre-recorded message.
Well,
I believe I said the same thing directly over again.
Well, like I said, I'm not here to defend Thad, but Thad, I'm not, he may just be 30, low 30s, high 20s. I mean, he certainly would not have remembered Larry Brown and that whole group. And how I took that was...
Well, it doesn't make any difference. The fact of the matter is, it is so important to understand where you've been, where you are now, and apply the knowledge of the history so that you can move forward with a modicum of oops.
Well, I guess the bottom line to this is the mayor did his presentation last night, and what do you think of it?
About having
economic development director.
It's doomed to failure. Doomed to failure. Why? Because he's making it a bureaucracy. It needs to hinge on private enterprise. Now, here's something that everybody's overlooking. Well, we want to have more control. Why didn't you exercise control and put strings on the $40,000 that had traditionally gone to CanDo and say, hey, look, we want quarterly reports. We want to see some milestones achieved. Now, they want to throw out the baby with the bathwater, you know? And that's ridiculous.
Well, we should mention that one of the people who did get up and speak in favor of this last night was Ayers Ratliff.
Mm-hmm. Which amazes me because I believe at one, I think it was a committee meeting, maybe it was a council meeting, he said, you know, more government is not the issue to something to that effect, which kind of got me. I was like, oh, geez. But the fact of the matter is, okay, look, if you want money from me, these are the terms and conditions. Otherwise, we're not going to give you money, you know?
Well, it would.
And the big thing is the brain trust of CanDo, good heavens, folks, those are some people that should be able to function, but unfortunately, for whatever reason, they are not. I mean, for crying out loud, we got Ryan McCall. He's on the executive board, I believe. We've got Kevin Smith, who was president of First Citizens National Bank, I think chair of the Chamber of Commerce, et cetera, et cetera. We've got some major problems here. So there needs to be leadership that says, hey, look, here's the business plan. And that's what I'm all about. This is a business. I want to see a business plan. I'm going to see a five-year projection of what they're going to do, what they're going to implement, and those expectations, just like any good business person would do.
Well, apparently we learned last night, I think the mayor said it would be the mayor, and it would be a county commissioner, and maybe he said a council person, and then a local citizen who would be doing these job interviews.
Well, that's, you know, like I pointed out, you put out a big piece of cheese, you're going to attract a big rat. Why? Why did they tip their hand? Oh, we're going to pay $120,000. Now, every job, professional job interview I've ever had, what is your salary expectation? You take that into account. You don't tip your hand and say, well, this is what it is. Because now, you're never really going to be able to hone in on what a fair remuneration would be.
So your take on that whole episode last night is what?
It's, doomed to failure, and I think you're going to see more money wasted away in a quicker time, or the person they hire won't be there for very long. You know, the mayor should not have any hand in this. He should be able to say yay or nay and set down parameters. Okay, look, we want quarterly reports. Right now, as it stands, since, let's just say April, since Comstock hasn't been there, what's Danny Ferguson been doing? I'm sure he's still getting paid. How big of a database of prospects was there? Is there such a database? Has anybody kept in contact? Or is everything a complete disconnect?
Well,
you know, there's a lot of stuff to business development that Collins is oblivious to because, and hey, you know, it's fine he was a cop. Hey, don't have a problem with it. But he lacks the experience of knowing what it takes to make a buck, to be private enterprise. And that's what this needs to be. That's not to say it can't be in concert. Maybe the city provides training wheels for a certain period of time so they can establish that can-do can be self-funding.
Well,
one of the biggest problems with can-do is all of these years, with the brain trust they have, why didn't they think about putting together an endowment fund, just like the Community Foundation, so that they would have operating funds and not have to tug at the purse strings of the taxpayer?
Well, this has been an ongoing conversation, and I think we talked a little bit about this yesterday. We talked about the conduct of Jack Kellogg. We talked about the conduct of Mayor Schertzer. Well, last night you were in a little contretemps with the mayor. How do you feel the mayor, Collins, conducts himself in a city council meeting with the public?
Well, like I say, I'm surprised that he's that emotional, you know? He's that emotional, and I don't think he's ever been in a debate where you have to do your homework so you can, you know, articulate your side. And he's just pulling these things out of the air. Remember, it was at one point, well, we're going to do this for the city and the county, and we're going to pay them $100,000, and then $60,000 in benefits. Well, what happened to that $40,000 that they took out? Now it's $120,000. You know?
Well, it's interesting because I think at one point you had defended Mayor Collins and said he's a nice man, he does things.
Oh, you know, in his capacity, other than the mayor, I think he's a decent guy, but he's a bumbling boob, in my opinion, as mayor. He's in over his head.
So for somebody you have defended in the past as being a good man who does nice things that he goes out of his way to do that he doesn't have to do, were you surprised at that exchange last night?
To be quite honest, I was shocked when he attacked me like that, and he goes back, "Well, you're talking on the radio about my service director, blah, blah." And I thought, what the hell does that have to do with what we've been talking about, you know? That's why I'm shocked that he's that emotional of a guy.
Well, maybe that's part of the reason he doesn't come on. And I you know, I hope he does call in. I hope he does come in.
I want him to know, hey, welcome, Collins. I still love you. Come on, man. It's in your capacity as mayor, hey, would I buy a used car from you? Probably not. You know, would I be your next door neighbor? I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, there we go. Thank you.
Well, hey, one other thing.
Oh, go ahead.
The thing with building inspection.
Oh, yeah.
That,
yeah.
What I took from it was that they would have an inspector, like say you got Larry, Curly, and Mo. Someday you get Curly, someday you get Larry, you get Mo, and then they throw in a shimp, and they want it done this way and that way. It seems like instead of creating this or hiring somebody to be the middleman, why don't they complain to the sanctioning body and say, look, we need to have the same guy A through Z on this inspection instead of somebody else. Seems like that would be the path of least resistance.
Hey, I wanted to ask you this before we part ways on this call. You have been down at City Hall quite a few times in the past when Mayor Kellogg was there, when Mayor Schertzer was there. How do you think the atmosphere and the job that those mayors did versus this mayor stack up?
Oh, geez. You know, I've put most of that out of my mind. The only thing that stands out is when Aqua came in and got rid of chlorination, and they went with chlorines put ammonia in the water and that. And you know, the mayor Schertzer, he kind of got his tit in the ringer because it was found out that he was lying about meeting with the people from the water company and all these other people. And, I can't remember the guy, Kalogic or whatever his name is, was there, said one thing. And then Schertzer countered that. Jack Kellogg is so far removed, I can't remember anything in particular other than Jack asked me if I would be on his campaign committee. And I said, well, I appreciate it, but I just don't want to be in any spotlight. I just work better in the background. Ask me something, I'll give you my opinion, you know?
So I guess the point of this is those two mayors who you had somewhat of a relationship with, this mayor who you have somewhat of a relationship with, how do you, for the public who doesn't go down there and see these people in action, how do you compare them all?
Oh, geez. Everybody's got their own style.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Would what happened last night have happened with Mayor Schertzer or Mayor Kellogg, in your opinion?
Well, if the circumstances were the same, I'm sure it would happen the same way. But I'd like to hold out a little bit of hope that between Kellogg and Schertzer, these are guys who work through the ranks, if you will, to become mayor. So they had real on-the-job training before they transitioned into the position of mayor. So I think there's something to be said about that. Again, not knocking the fact that Collins was chief of police, a policeman. He's essentially a bureaucrat.
Well, I guess the
He doesn't make policy.
Well,
Right.
Well, but I guess the point I'm making here is you called him emotional last night. You did not know
he was very emotional.
Right.
I mean, I was shocked.
That's what I'm saying.
Attacked when it wasn't my intention to provoke him, but he went off.
Right, so my question, did you find the other two mayors to be emotional?
I was never in the position to even discover if they were or if they weren't.
Okay, so maybe he is not emotional. Maybe he's just in
maybe
a position.
Who? Oh, I think Collins is emotional. I mean, he got off on a tangent before he got gaveled down to stop. I mean, what did me talking about Bodine on with you have to do with hiring a jobs and economic development director, you know?
Well, there we are. Well, I appreciate you calling in.
He went down a rabbit hole, which if he runs into Alice or the Queen of Hearts, hey, tell him I said hi.
We'll see. Thank you.
Do better tomorrow.
37 minutes past the hour here. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I just want to say again that if something was said about Mayor Collins, I'm not going to repeat the statement that was made, but if you listen regularly, you'll remember what was said. I can understand why he would be angry about that. And I can understand why that would be in his mind. And I think that's the point that he was making last night. I think that's what it was. I don't know. I'm not in anybody's mind. But I can understand why somebody would find that not the best in the world. But in any event, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I will say, you know, there didn't used to be this much trouble. There really didn't. And that's why I ask those compare and contrast questions a lot about former mayors and former councils and so on and so forth. Because even though things went on, and there were dust-ups along the way, and there were, they did not seem to be as continuous and as contentious as what we have now. And we've heard so many times that City Hall is a hostile work environment. Well, you know, this is an interesting thing. I don't know how we got to this point. I don't know what changed. I don't know what happened. And I don't know what caused the moods that we have right now. But in any event, I do want to say that the phone lines are open. If you have anything to say, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, anybody is free to call in. If you are a council person, if you are a mayor, you know, I like the scheduled interviews because then we can talk about things of substance. But if you want to call in just to make your point, that's certainly fine too. I mean, I'm not here to go after anybody. I'm just here to take the call, like with other callers, and ask questions. That's the whole point. It's a live show. Certainly can't know who's going to call in and who's not going to call in. 740-383-9944. And by the way, that would go for anybody in the administration as well. That goes for any city council member. That goes for anybody who's listening out there. Anybody who would have something to bring to this conversation, please feel free to do it. That's what it's all about. All right, 740-383-9944. So that's last night's city council meeting. And again, I think the bottom line of all of this is what is getting done. When it comes to the financial situation in Marion, What is getting done? How is this getting fixed? Is anything getting done that will be worthwhile? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
What a beautiful morning, and the air is clean finally.
The air, yes. We finally got rid of some of that pollen and humidity and...
and dust.
Oh, since I'm going to say Thursday or Friday, it had been pretty miserable outside.
Yes. Well, you could look at it a couple ways. You look around, you think, golly, I didn't realize I'd moved to Arizona.
I know. It was very close to on Saturday when I first went outside because I still had the air conditioning on. My eyes just started to pour water, and I don't have big allergies, but it was so awful outside when they started going into the fields.
Well, that's what my son does. He's a farmer, but he said that, you know, you think about all the things that they deal with because it's so hot and dry. That they have problems getting things to go up through the combine and so forth. It gets piled up because everything's so dry and then so, yeah, we don't have any problems. But what I called for, Scott, am I going to have to rattle the chain again about when any news about my fire department?
Well, what we do know last night is that Miranda, the auditor, has signed off on the paperwork to release the funds to start speculation, bids, things of this nature on the fire. I'm not exactly sure where they are in this process, but I do know that Miranda has now signed off on the paperwork.
And she's not competent.
Well, depends on who you talk to.
Well, anyway, that was a joke. I don't know if she's competent or not. She's there. But I thought, well, you know, every month they wait, the price of the material goes up. So are they going to have enough money once they decide to turn some soil? It seems to me like all this the paperwork could have been done all these months and years they've been waiting. I mean, if I was building a house, I bet you I'd have been at least doing some drawings.
Well, I think that's what this was. This money was to pay the architect.
Oh, we're just in the drawing point.
Well, we are.
Don't have a shovel out yet.
Well, I'll tell you, and I don't know if it would have been any different with any other administration, but I want to talk to you about it, because we've had the conversation about people's dress code, and I think that's an interesting conversation to have when it comes to city council. But last night, and it's happened so often now, people's demeanor toward each other, and obviously you've heard some of that this morning. Now, what do you attribute this to? Because I really cannot see past mayors and past city councils, past treasurers, past auditors, talking to each other, talking to audience members like this in open meetings. It went on for 3 hours last night. And I'm what do you think spurring that? I mean, they're showing up in clothes.
Well, no, what I think is, they need someone to drop the gavel and not let it get that far.
Well,
I don't care if it's the mayor talking or who it is, but you need someone that's kind of on top of that it doesn't get that far to start with. We don't talk like that.
Well, it just, the raised voices and the...
It should never get that far. Drop the gavel and shut them up before everybody gets mad and carries on. So they spent 3 hours accomplishing nothing, and here we still got my dear old fire department and the price of every piece of material they're going to use. Price is going up every day. So are they going to have enough money to build a fire department?
Well, I just keep wondering, as I sit there through these things, I keep wondering, you know, why is there so much ego involved? Why can these people not work together to help fix some of these problems? Is there any give at all? Is any compromise available? I mean, you know, in that whole financial situation last night, did the deputy auditor, Martin Watts, fully admit that he did something he should not have done? He absolutely did. But you know what? The fact that they just basically left him on the hook to swing, for what?
Well, like I say, somebody should. It just seems to me like it just gets out of hand, and it could be stopped pretty early in the situation. You know, we're not talking. It's just different now. Everybody's right now. That's just the way it is. Everybody's right, or their opinion's right. And they won't ever listen. And no one works at it. I feel bad about it, really, but I'm still on my bandstand about where in the heck's my fire department.
Well, I will tell you, as long as we keep getting the raised voices, as long as there's conflict, as long as there is personal animosity amongst a good portion of these people, I don't know that anything's ever going to get done.
Well, somebody needs to slam the hammer down on the table and said, stop it. This is council meeting. We are not listening to all this. You guys are adults. You are hired in here by your people. And let's do the job we're supposed to do. But it's as long as they let it go on, and I don't care if the mayor's standing up or Johnny Jones is standing up, somebody needs to not, you know, let it get to that point. I mean, certainly the president's sitting up there, and she can feel the same thing everybody else is feeling. It's getting a little out of hand. It's getting my little hand. And just drop the gavel on it. It should never get that far.
Well, you know what? And when I heard earlier, and again, I was very happy Robert Landon came on this show, but when I heard in the first hour, you know, Robert Landon's doing whatever, podcast or Facebook Lives with Twyla Lang, the head of the finance committee, now wait a second. Robert was the auditor who resigned when the finances started to go south in Marion, and he's doing shows now with the current head of the finance committee? I mean, it's almost like Rod Serling picked the right place to start his radio career, because it's the twilight zone around here.
Yeah, like I said, it's like junior high. I'll bet when the junior high has a meeting, their student council or something, I bet it probably doesn't compare to what the... But we've got a bunch of... But it is the way the American people are now. Because everybody's right.
Everybody's... Well, thanks for calling, and people heard you about the fire station. Maybe we'll get some more answers.
See, that's what I thought. I was going to have to call and shake out the rug.
So. Well, we certainly know after last night's meeting that the mayor listens, because it came up during the meeting last night.
Okay, hey, have a good one,
hey,
Scott.
Thanks for calling.
Enjoy
bye-bye.
The rain.
You enjoy the rain, which we need.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I do want to say, I'm not saying that as a joke. I do appreciate the mayor listens. I wish he would come on, but I do appreciate that he listens. And here's the people that call in here, and here's the conversation that's had, because I think it's worthwhile every day. I mean, we don't plan these phone calls, and I think what people say is very important. And, you know, I don't think that the mayor is not going to try to work on these problems. I think if he hears our caller there asking about the fire station, he's going to do something about that. He's going to try to get an answer. I mean, I don't know why he wouldn't. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And who knows? You know, and again, I said it yesterday, and I am not being, I don't think I'm overstating this. I think the mayor's done a great disservice to himself by not coming on this show like past mayors did. Because in an instance like this, with what happened last night, it would be great to hear why that contretemps between he and Terry Klein happened. Why did that happen? And also, it would be interesting to hear him explain why he thinks this economic director position is best. It would also be interesting to get his take on what's going on with this financial committee. and the auditor and the treasurer. You know, we haven't heard from him a whole lot about that. It'd be interesting to hear about that. You know, does he feel there should be a no confidence vote taken in Tommy Reese? You know, that came up again last night. That was tabled. Didn't go anywhere. So here we are. And again, phone lines are open with 10 minutes left to go in the program. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So a lot of stuff from last night's city council meeting. And if anybody wants to add anything, the phone lines are there for 9 more minutes this morning. 740-383-9944. Got to remember to shut off this pumpkin, jack-o'-lantern, lights before I leave here today. Oh, there's something I wanted to mention. Now, hometown girl, and I've had her on this program before, Carly Augenstein, is coming to the Palace Theater to do a show. I don't have the date in front of me, but she is. And I saw on the front page of the paper yesterday, I did see the newsstand, there was a great big, huge picture of her on the front page of the paper, and it was talking about her career and her playing the Palace. And every time I go down my news feed on social media, her picture and her face is there advertising this show. This has got to be the most advertised show in the history of the Marion Palace Theater. I've never seen a show more advertised in my life than this particular show. Now, I imagine there's going to be 1,400 people there, which is what the Palace seats, because I've never seen a show so advertised in my life. And I hope that's good, because she is the hometown girl coming home. But I have never seen publicity for anything like this show in my life. I mean, whoever's running the publicity on it's doing a very, very good job. So I hope the tickets are flying off the shelf, because holy mackerel, this thing is being advertised like nobody's business. Now, I have not had Carly on in a while. She's been on in the past, but I hear she's very good. Very, very good. So that should be an interesting show at the Palace. We haven't heard much from the Palace recently, after their little kerfluffle with Kirk Detweiler. But, you know, that's kind of the way it goes sometimes. Has anybody else noticed this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Is anybody going to the Carly Augenstein show at the Palace and highly excited about this? I imagine it'll be a very good show. Carly, if she wants to come on beforehand and increase the publicity that's already been there for her show, I welcome her to do that. But I did want to mention that this morning. Very talented person. Well, yesterday we talked about the note that went out last week to a lot of the businesses here in Marion. The Federal Reserve Bank has recently announced the United States Mint has produced their last batch of pennies and distributed it to the Fed districts. This cash vault has been impacted by this initiative, and we are unable to fulfill orders for penny denominations. All other coin and currency denominations are not impacted. Please do not order pennies in the future from this cash vault, as the order cannot be fulfilled. Now, again, I'm not saying pennies are going extinct, because obviously the pennies that are in circulation will remain in circulation. The problem is that whatever vault these places are using, they are not able to get any more pennies from them. So when they are gone, what's the business going to do? I mean, what's the idea going to be there? Is there going to be inflation? Is there going to be some creative program that is developed to deal with the 4 cent offages that we might have? I don't know yet. Will they find other cash vaults that still have pennies? It's interesting. If you have any thoughts on that, feel free to call in. 740-383-9944. But we're trying to bring you all the news here this morning. We got the Carly Augenstein show at the Palace. We've got the whole story about pennies. We've got everything that happened at last night's city council meeting. We've got the big change in the weather coming today, which will take us into the autumn season with certainly more autumn-like temperatures. I did not win $1 million today on my McDonald's Monopoly Cup. We've got, I'm looking at it right now. I've got to remember to turn the jack-o'-lantern light off before I leave the studio today. And the phone lines are open, so if you've been thinking about calling in all morning, we've got about 4 minutes left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We certainly would love to hear from you, so if you're out there, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Certainly somebody else must have a comment on everything going on round the bend here in old Marion, Ohio, in this gloomy weather we've got today. But gloomy weather that we have needed. We do need the rain with everything that's been going on with Aqua. We need those rivers to go up, so we don't lose water pressure and we don't have to boil our water. So that's a good thing. That's on the plus side. 740-383-9944. You know, sometimes you just come in and you think, holy mackerel, what is going on in the world? What's going on in the city? What is going on around the way? And I just hope that at some point, egos and attitudes and all of that will be able to be put aside, and maybe we'll get to work fixing some of these problems, because that seems to be what we're not doing. We're much more concerned about pointing fingers at people and you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you've done this wrong, why can't you do your job? You know, I think we're past that, and I think we're at the point now where maybe we need to start helping people or coming to some solution. Can you imagine how brilliant you would be considered right now if you could solve some of these problems that are argued about every Monday night? If somebody actually showed up and instead of arguing about the problems, actually said, you know what? I have an answer. Here's what I think we should do. And it could be totally outside of the box. But I think at this point, we would welcome outside of the box. It sure beats sitting there and going back and forth week after week after week, accusing, arguing, yelling. You know, honestly, is that the solution that's going to help things around here? Is that what's going to make things better? Don't you think somebody should show up with some kind of solution? They seem to do that with traffic. When it comes to traffic and speed bumps and speed limits and all of that, they seem to come to some kind of agreement on what we can do there. Why can't we do that with the finances? Why can't we do that with economic development? Why can't we do that with construction permits? Why can't we just get some kind of logical plan of attack? Not this has been done wrong forever and you don't know what you're doing and this is what I think and you're this and you're that and you're this and you're that. How about here's what I think we need to do to fix this? This has been going on too long. Who is going to be the voice of reason in Marion? Who is going to speak in a coherent, calm tone and put us all back on the track that we need to be on? Who's going to be that person? Is it going to happen before the end of the year? I don't know. It could. Will we see it? I don't know. Tempers flare an awful lot, but not on this show as we approach the end. For this day, very calmly, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?